Chapter 9. The rain stopped falling an hour before dawn, making the daybreak beautiful in its serenity. Daylight showed the skies in banded layers of pink and pearl grey, with smooth cloud banks illuminated gold underneath by the rising sun. Birds were trilling everywhere as blossom and leaf raised their drooping faces to the growing warmth. Five ravens, weary and bedraggled, landed in the branches of the birch tree outside the cave entrance. Viku, leader of the carrion crows, looked them over with a keen observant glance. He bowed in a servile manner to the ravens.
Ah, my lords, the Doomwight awaits you.
Corvus Skyr did not wish to confront his brothers from an exalted position in the yellow-fogged atmosphere of the big cave. With Sicarus perched upon his head, the big raven stalked about at the edge of the dark pool. He watched four of the ravens carrying the fifth one between them. They were all capable-looking birds, but none as tall and powerfully built as Corvus, the leader of the brood. They laid the injured bird down at the poolside. Corvus could plainly see the thin metal arrow protruding from the back of his left wing.
Ah! Who did this to ye, Morrig?
The raven managed to lift its head.
Yuck! 'Twas a long-legged earth crawler who lives in the redstone house. I am hurt bad by this thing.
The smooth snake reared up, standing like a diadem on the head of Corvus. Sicarus swayed as she hissed at the ravens.
Ye are not whites. Ye are sparrows. Where is the captive?
Frang, the eldest of the raven brothers, clacked his beak dismissively.
Clack! We were lucky to leave the Redstone House with our lives. Those earth crawlers are fierce fighters. They do not like their red chicks being taken. See what they did to Morrig.
The smooth snake slithered down from Corvus's head to confront Frang. She glared icily at him.
Fools! You could not catch one earth crawler between you. Idiots!
Frang, who had been in charge of the mission, was not afraid of Sicarus. He cocked his head scornfully at the serpent.
Yuck! Your snake whites did not to help us. They won't get back here until evening. Slow, useless worms.
Sicarus reared up as if she was preparing to strike the raven. Frang did a warlike hop, flexing his talons. Corvus Skyr swooped down between them, wings spread.
Rakacha! Fighting amongst ourselves will get naught done. Six of you went to the Redstone House, but I see only five returned here. Where is our brother Tarul?
Morrig, the injured raven, attempted to rise, but he flopped back awkwardly, head drooping, eyes clouding over.
Tarul's gate!
Morrig got no further. In his fall to the ground, he had landed on the protruding metal shaft. A feeble rattle issued from his beak. He lay dead. Corvus hurried to his side, prodding at him with his powerful beak.
Gah! What of Tarul? Where is he? Speak!
Sicarus began coiling around the tyrant bird's head, hissing.
Morrig will speak no more. He goes to meet Wells.
Corvus Skyr shook the snake from his head with a quick angry jerk, berating her stridently.
Ha-cha! No brother of Skyr will be eaten by that monster. We will feed Wells your slow worms when they return. I have spoken.
Folding his wings and puffing out his chest, the tyrant swaggered up to his perch above the pool. Sicarus followed him, appeasing her host as she slithered back up to the crown position.
Your word is law. The voice of Corvus Skyr must be obeyed in all things.
Corvus turned his beaded eyes upon Frang.
Yeah! What became of Tarul?
Frang explained.
Hurrah! He is hidden inside the Redstone House. Your mission did not fail.
Preening his feathers, the tyrant raven spoke to Sicarus.
Ah, you see, my whites serve me well. This is good. You will speak with the wells, find out what the omens say.